FM, online, on DAB. This is BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
25 minutes past seven. Ooh. Now, a large-scale Cambridge University study has shown the risks of carrying certain cancer genes and developing breast cancer in women. The group found mutations in certain genes, of course made famous by Angelina Jolie, carrying around a 70% risk of developing cancer during a lifetime. So, the big question, should all women be getting screened and would it work? Jonathan Roberts is a genetics counsellor at the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute, which is in Cambridge. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us basically how this works and what difference it might make.
So this particular study, what it does is it looks in a bit more detail at what these genes do in terms of the risks they give. So at the minute when they're talking about, so these genes called BRCA1 and BRCA2, and we know that alterations in these genes lead to an increased risk of certain cancers, notably breast cancer and ovarian cancer. What these risks are given in ranges, so say 65 to 80%. So that's quite a large range of risks to be given. And what this study does is it looks at family history and also the types of alteration you get, and starts to be able to use those to predict those risk figures a bit more clearly.
And how accurate is it?
At the minute, the ranges are still given in clinic, but what this does, it starts to provide evidence that you can use family history. So, for example, if you've got an alteration in one of these genes and you've got lots of cancer in your family and there's cancers of a young age, you might start to think that you're at the higher end of that risk range, so towards the 80%. But if your family history has less cancer, you might be able to say you're at the lower end of that risk range.
And people make decisions, big decisions, based on this. I mean, some women have surgery before they even have a suspicion of having cancer.
Absolutely. So it's probably worth mentioning, just, you know, for clarity, that the amount of cancers caused by BRCA1 and BRCA2 overall is very small. There's only about 2% of all breast cancer that's caused by this gene. So it's a very small percentage of women for whom this is relevant. But for those who it is, these risk figures are really important to get right, because people have major decisions to make, like, should I have preventative surgery? So the clearer risk you can give, the easier it is for those decisions to be made.
Nikki Peters is with us, returning to the show as a paper reviewer, a mum of two from Huntingdon, and a survivor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Good, thank you. Once we've sorted the roads, I will all be fine. But as a survivor of breast cancer?
Yeah, I'm a survivor of breast cancer. And interestingly enough, I've had genetic testing for cancer myself, because we've got it in the family.
Okay.
On my dad's side, my grandmother and her mother both had it. And I haven't got BRCA genes. So as you say, it's a very small proportion of the world. But, you know, what gets me is the 2% who have these BRCA issues. I'm part of the 98% that hasn't, but have still got it in the family and they're still suffering. So whilst I think this work is amazing that you're doing, because of the small proportion that have these life-changing decisions to make, I wonder how it affects the 98% of us that don't have those issues.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So I think there is going to be increasing amounts of research that's going to be done in terms of identifying other genes that can lead to increased risk. So we know that BRCA1 and BRCA2 are probably the genes that lead to the most significant risk. There are probably some other genes out there that lead to a sort of increased risk, not to the extent of BRCA1 and BRCA2. And as research continues, there's probably going to be more genetic testing that can be offered that can clarify that risk.
So the big question we put out is, should every woman be tested at some point in their life? Would it make a difference? Would it save lives?
I think the most important thing is to make sure that testing happens in families that need it. So what they currently do is that family histories are looked at to see what type of genetic testing is appropriate. So I think genetic testing may start to be used in cancer in terms of using it for treatment options. So that's one of the big advances in genetics, is actually looking at what genes have changed that have caused a cancer, and can this help treatment? And that's going to become much more common. But the absolute percentage of cancers that are caused by an inherited risk is always quite small. So for genetic testing and cancer in terms of an inherited risk, it's probably going to be targeting that testing at the small number of families who have an increased risk because of an inherited condition.
And some women, Nikki, make very brave decisions, don't they?
Yeah, they do, and have like double mastectomies and ovaries taken out, because, as you say, this isn't just necessarily the breast cancer side of it, because they're both related. you know, you've just asked the question, should every woman be tested? I think for me, there's two things here. Number one, having a mammogram is really painful and can cause risks in its own right. So I'd like to see a point where actually it's the ultrasound that is far clearer and gives a better result being done, because that will affect the 98%. But also it's getting awareness of women checking their breasts. I was at a conference, a breast cancer conference, a week ago, and Breast Cancer Now, for instance, have bought an app out to help women check their breasts, give them reminders to check their breasts. So there's a lot women can do themselves as well without putting that pressure on the... Yeah.
Just as we draw to a close here, Jonathan, how can people find out more? If women are worried, what should they do?
So if you have any concerns about your family history, the first port of call is your GP. And your GP will ask you some questions about your family history. And if that family history is suggestive of an inherited risk, then they will seek advice from the local genetic centre.
OK, thank you very much indeed. Jonathan Roberts from the Wellcome Trust Sanger Institute. Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
We're relying on you.